From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The Paralympics are underway in Paris, and for some of those athletes, their journey includes time in Homewood, Alabama. That's because that city is home to the Lakeshore Foundation, which is a Paralympic training facility. WBHM Sarah Gouvin visited the center to learn more about how the Birmingham Institution helps athletes prepare for the world stage.
Lakeshore has its origins as a tuberculosis sanatorium for Birmingham. But when the need decreased due to advances in medical care, the administrators looked at what they could do with the facility and decided to start a rehabilitation hospital. Along with that came a mission for accessible recreation, explains Jen Allred, Chief of Programs and Special Events and my tour guide.
Ultimately, what occurs is in 1994, they make a decision to create Lakeshore Foundation, which would be a standalone nonprofit organization whose primary focus is fitness and recreation for people with physical disability, chronic health conditions in our community.
So that means things like the foundation's three warm water pools.
Balmy in the pool. Our pools are very warm by design.
Zumba in the fitness center.
That's the thing. Fitness can be super fun.
Then Allred leads me to part of the field house where Paralympians train. A 200-meter track encircles three hardwood courts. The furthest court is covered with crisscrossing black scuff marks. Allred explains this is from wheelchair rugby, a Paralympic sport.
The third court is the home of USA Wheelchair Rugby. We're the national governing body for that sport. If you look at the court itself, you can see it. It's pretty clean right now, actually. You can see how this court looks compared to how that court looks.
In addition to wheelchair rugby, Lakeshore is also the national governing body for the sport of boccia. In boccia, players take turns throwing, kicking, or using a ramp to propel balls onto the court and get them as close as possible to a target ball. It's similar to bocce.
Boccia did not qualify anybody in the United States for the games in Paris, but we are really looking forward to LA for that sport.
We make our way back across the track to a door connecting to a newer building, the Sports Science and Performance Center.
This is obviously the strength and conditioning kind of area in the Sports Science and Performance Center, designed around sort of that athlete experience. Strength and conditioning specialists can come in and work out with athletes on site, help them design a program.
Next, in the nutrition lab, it's not just about the best food for the athletes. Allred shows me ways they make the kitchen more accessible.
Like there is a kettle back there that has an audible on it, so if someone has a visual impairment, it helps them know when a pitcher is, you know, a glass is getting full from being poured from a pitcher.
Or take the oven.
Having an oven that, in this case, opens out rather than down, this is easier for me to get to, and it's easier for a wheelchair user to be able to come in and get close.
Then we visit the performance lab. A variety of fitness machines, each attached to a computer, line the far side of a wall of windows.
Some of this is working with coaches and working with individual athletes to really look at the science behind what is their resting metabolic rate. So how do we use, again, science and data to help decision making.
Finally, we enter another window-filled room, but this one is home to a row of what appears to be fancy chairs. Allred explains that this is also essential athletic equipment, rest and recovery space.
So making sure that athletes have access, again, to accessible ways to pursue rest and recovery and understand that it's a priority.
As we conclude the tour, I ask Allred a question.
Can you speak a little bit to the differences in training for the Olympics versus Paralympics?
She explains that in terms of the athlete's work, there's not a difference.
Paralympics, that word really comes from being parallel with the Olympics. And so when you think about those parallels, if you picture what it takes for an Olympic athlete to get on the podium, it's what you should picture for what it takes to get on the podium as a Paralympic athlete.
Some of that hard work on display in Paris just happens to have its roots in Alabama. Sarah Gouvin, WBHM.